All right, folks, we'll go to our next guest. Don't forget, if you appreciate what we're doing here, we are brought to you by you. Again, where are you going to hear these things talked about? Not on mainstream corporate media, right? So we have to have your support. Just the Worldview Report alone takes a team, as you heard, of seven of us, 15 man hours a day to put together just that 30-minute newscast. Then there's this show, 90 minutes each and every night. By the way, push this out to you for free. The bandwidth over on my website alone, WVWTV.com, is thousands of dollars a month to give away free programming. And if you appreciate that, here's a couple ways you can support us. One is by going to WVWFoundation.com. Support my foundation that exists to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, to put out programming like this, radio shows, TV shows, free documentaries, give people a platform to speak the truth that they otherwise would be censored, not given airtime, so that we can, well, try to save our republic, our parental authority, our religious liberty, our economic liberty and freedoms. I see tonight that San Francisco is talking about giving $5 million to lifelong residents, Black Americans that are lifelong residents who apparently have suffered from decades and decades of discrimination, and they want to give them $5 million. Really? Well, folks, this is going to catch steam, as I've been warning you about the last few years, and reparations will become a common theme in America the way it is in South Africa today. And many, many people that have had farmland going back hundreds of years, well, they're losing their farmland under this same socialist propaganda race-baiting scam of reparations. And we give people the opportunity to speak about the issues of the day, and yet we put it out there for free, thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth over at my website, WVWTV.com. So if you appreciate that, you can support us by going to WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com, and making a contribution. You'll find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also call our donation line, 901-468-9357. I think we have that. There we go, 901-468-9357. You can also go to WVWTVstore.com. You'll find emergency freeze-dried food there that has a 25-year shelf life. I've had some for my family since 2013. Then I've added to it, became a distributor of it with our organization in 2016 because so many people wanted it. We thought, well, this is a way to generate revenue to keep growing our organization. So I know you can buy it elsewhere. Thank you for buying it from us because it is a big part of our general operating budget. WVWTVstore.com, or you can use that same number, 901-468-9357. Also, MyPillow.com. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes. You can also order a mattress to come right to your front door in a box. You can get an adjustable frame, everything at MyPillow.com. You'll see it there. But again, please use that promo code B66. If you don't use that code, we don't get credit. So you're not supporting this show. If you want to support this show, you got to use the code B66. Then you're supporting this show. So we appreciate your using that code. Also, that same code works at mystore.com. Mystore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs. Mystore.com. And use, again, the promo code B66. Well, we like having her on because she brings us breaking news, and she's standing up with great courage. And last time we had her on, we talked about a contract being given, already signed, sealed, and delivered. She was waving it around. $78 million in Orange County to build a COVID concentration camp near a railroad. I think that's what it sounds like they're building. And it's got to be completed by 2024, December of 2024. That's interesting when we know that they have done a simulation now for some kind of neurological pandemic that's going to supposedly break out in 2025. Maybe it'll be sooner. I don't know. But the whole thing sounds really fishy. She's also been fighting mask mandating and COVID passports and so much more. Her name is Nicole Pearson, and we're glad to have her back. Nicole, welcome back. Happy New Year. Oh,
there I go.
How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you guys so much for having me back.
Yeah, glad to have you back. Let's get an update on the COVID concentration camp or whatever that facility is. What's the latest update on that?
Well, we've actually done a lot of research into the contract, and we're actually finding that their worst case scenario, very likely situation, they will be used for that, as you and I know. But we are looking, and they look like their biosecurity lab. So we've already seen throughout Orange County that we have Kaiser, Health Permanente, Hoag Hospital, like clinics that are popping up everywhere. And it's really interesting that you brought up that release regarding the DNA, the North American compact that was just signed on the 10th, because I was going to bring it up and mention that, discuss it with you, because it's just so obvious what we're doing right now. It's coming from the top and it's coming county by county, where they will be rolling out these, you know, permanent mental health, well-being, like we've talked about, 360 whole person digital tracking and healthcare systems, where they will be basically forcing us to participate in experimental medical treatment, healthcare, whatever you want to call it, and tracking and tagging and tracking us, like we've already discussed so many times before.
It sounds like Dr. Mengele stuff of Nazi Germany, you know, where they were, and I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being very serious, and I think you agree with me. But they're gonna they're gonna bring people in under the guise of mental health or whatever. And let's see, has our country ever dragged people in somewhere and sterilized them without their permission or knowledge, or shot them full of all kinds of drugs to test them? They've done it to our military. They've done it to a large population of the Black Americans here in our country. I mean, America doesn't have a perfect record. We know that. The majority of Americans are not racist. We've done a lot for restitution. So when the people scream, you know, we're a racist country, they can point back to some pretty racist things. We'll give them that. That's for sure. But they also need to remember that wasn't us. I didn't do that. My parents didn't do that. You know, that's a different time, a different place. And we've made a lot of improvements and a lot of restitution. And of course, we've seen Black Americans advance, secretaries of state, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a person, you know, of darkest skin color, being in all kinds of jobs across the board, Supreme Court. So it gets a little tiring, of course, to point back to those things. But we also don't want to rewrite history and forget it. So, yes, we have seen a time when people have been treated as experiments. And Nazi Germany. And what did we see in Nazi Germany? We saw, according to lots of press reports, groups like the Rockefeller Foundation and a lot of them over there working, and major companies, BSF and Bayer, all over there working with some of these Nazi groups. So would we be shocked that big pharma and big medicine would use Americans they deem, you know, potential terrorists or mentally unstable, and put them in a facility and use them as lab rats? Would that be like out of the norm?
No, I mean, I almost feel silly being on the show, because I, you know, was just watching that last interview, and obviously you're so articulate and already so well versed in this arena. Looking at the last, you know, 50, 60 years, several decades, looking at what's going on within the last 3 years, it's almost repetitive. It seems, again, redundant and unnecessary to be here, because it's happening. We just see it. Even mainstream media is reporting on the World Economic Forum. They already know that Klaus Schwab is going over there. We know that Bill Gates is going over there. We know these heads of various countries are going over there, and what they're talking about. They have the agenda. On the internet, all you have to do is look up World Economic Forum, look up Davros, and you can see the agenda. They talk about artificial intelligence. They talk about digital proof of vaccination. They talk about, like you were talking about, these social credit scores and these, you know, social progress indices like that we have in Orange County. So it's all there. People have to admit that it's happening. And then get engaged, get involved, unless that's the kind of life they want to live.
Yep, exactly. So what is really going to go on at this facility? You said it's going to be a bio lab as well.
So, but we, you know, obviously you and I spun this into the worst case scenario, which I think is like exactly what you just said, is totally reasonable and necessary for us to do. If we don't have that kind of foresight based on we are destined to continue to repeat genocides. We live in the 21st century, where we have social media with information at our fingertips, and look at what we have done to each other and humanity has done to each other. And just in the last 3 years, I mean, it's appalling what we have done to each other. So we have to continue to look at history. We have to think of worst case scenarios. We have to look at the people and the policies that are being implemented worldwide, federally, and then locally, and go to worst case scenario, which is a concentration camp, some sort of a quarantine camp, even like lesser degree. But what we're starting to think, and which is just as terrifying, whether it occurs on the El Toro military base or some property close there too, is that we are looking at healthcare agencies, that are not part of the legislative branch. They're not part of the executive. They're not part of the judiciary. They are staffed with appointed officials. They are not elected representatives. They don't represent constituents. They don't represent the American people who have, like you and I have said, with the suspension of powers during these states of emergencies, have been appointed and funded with money laundering and these expedited no-bid contracts. We're looking at permanent facilities for non-elected, non-governmental. I mean, they are governmental, they're part of the government, but they're non-elected. They're agencies that are going, that dictate how and if and when we go to school, if we work, if we travel, if we go to the stores. This is they're circumventing the entire, what you just mentioned earlier, the constitutional republic, due process, all of the protections that we have in the Constitution, again, by these appointed officials that don't represent and are not accountable to and cannot be removed from office. They're not in office. These are their jobs that they've been assigned. They can't be removed from office via the normal, regular constitutional republic process. So it's been a workaround, and everybody needs to pay attention. The reason why they've created these perpetual states of emergency in Orange County, we've had COVID-19, then we have RSV, now we have a racism state of emergency. We almost had a monkeypox state of emergency, Los Angeles did. They create perpetual states of emergency if we allow them to suspend their powers, or excuse me, the rules and policies and procedures, and have unfettered power. Then they will continue to come up with states of emergency to suspend the limitations to that power. So that's the biggest thing. We already have a $40 million mental health campus on the El Toro Air Base, and now they're going to add this $78 million campus in addition to that. And so we're looking at a massive rollout and growth of these agencies that have only come into existence during this pandemic.
Which I believe, Nicole, you're making the case for everything we warned about. Because as you're saying, all of this tyranny that we've been facing came from a medical establishment, medical tyranny, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they always have to have a front group, as we were talking about a while ago. They got to create their coalition of victims and say, okay, who are your oppressors? You know, they don't care about the LGBTQ community. They don't care about the poor community. They don't care about the migrants. They use people. They don't care about people. These same people with this worldview have murdered billions of people in time, right? Hundreds of millions. As we go back through Lenin and Stalin and Mussolini and Mao and all of them, right? So they don't care about people. The same worldview, these same philosophies, these same ideas. But they will act like they do to use them as their front group. So now they're using the medical establishment as their front group to say, don't question the science. Don't question the doctors. Now they have on white lab coats. Well, you know what? I remember watching the videos as a kid going through a private Christian school that said, hey, I want to make sure you guys understand in junior high about the Holocaust. And they showed us these old black and white disgusting videos of the dead bodies of the Jews piled up on top of each other. And of course, Patton and General MacArthur and Eisenhower were like, make sure this stuff gets out there because someone's going to deny that this ever happened, right? They're going to deny this ever happened. And so we're watching it in junior high back in the mid 80s. And what we're seeing are doctors with white lab coats measuring people's noses saying, well, look, here are the Jews. But you got to trust the doctor with a white lab coat, right? As they persecute and kill the Jews. So tell me how this is not a neo-Nazi model that says, well, now we're going to label the person that doesn't want the COVID shot or won't wear the mask. We're going to label them as having a psychological disorder. Because in my brainwashed movie, part two, I showed the screenshots where they say that those who don't want to wear the mask or take the shot are narcissistic and have a mental disorder. So here we are with our little camp already set up. Well, you got to go there for a mental evaluation, Mr. House.
Well, I would argue that it's even broader. I actually think it's broader than the white coats. It is mental health. Mental health is not an equity in what you were just, all of those things, the words that you were talking about when you were going over the DNA. We're talking about equity and access and health. And you know, I printed out again, the social project and the progress index for Orange County. And when they're talking about basic human needs and they're talking about foundations of well-being and opportunity, the words that they use are inclusiveness, health and wellness, mental health, personal safety, access, equity. And so what are these terms? You can't define them. So it's actually even, you can't argue with someone's mental health or psychological or emotional well-being. And that covers all the groups. That covers BLM, that covers LGBTQ, that covers the trans movement, that covers immigrants, that covers minorities. So it's ubiquitous. And that's what they're trying to do, is they're using these amorphous terms. They don't have any definition. They apply to everyone so that everyone can be ushered into these systems under, again, these very vague terms that are seemingly altruistic. You can't argue with that. You know, we go to these board meetings and we actually have discussions. And I told you, I'm just a mouthpiece for a very robust group of Orange County residents who are much more educated and informed than I am, and inform me. And I come here and I share the information with you. But we have discussions when we plan for these board meetings. And I say, and we've all said, how do we argue with a grant for mental health or for suicide prevention, or for the 360 whole person program, or veterans?
But isn't that the whole idea? They're trying to make it where if you question them, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you don't care about people that struggle with different, you know, depressions and would take their life, which we don't want to see anyone do that. We want to see those people get help. But they put everything up so you can't debate them without you being in a box.
Right, but if you pay attention to what they are actually rolling out, which in many cases is nothing, throughout the pandemic, they set up so many programs that they never rolled out, nothing. Again, like you and I have discussed, it's money laundering. So they would come up with a grant for, you know, $2 million or $4 million or whatever the case may be to develop out this housing complex or this program. Most of it was digital and it's software. Why? Because it's a soft. It's a soft commodity, right? You can't say $5 million for a building and then not come up with a building. But you can come up with software that obviously we as constituents don't have access to the back end to see what's being developed and what hasn't been developed. We can't demand that they open up the software program and show us what progress has been made. So it's a lot of software programs, systems, technology that they have been rolling allegedly. Well, they've been authorizing, implementing, but not necessarily rolling out. And it's difficult for us to quantify or ask them to quantify and prove it. And that's why they do it. It's all online, all these amorphous terminology. And again, amorphous product. We don't see the end result of it. It's all developing and continuing to develop and expand. But in the meantime, what we do know is, again, it's coming from worldwide, whether it's the World Economic Forum that happens to be happening now, the DNA that you were just discussing between Mexico and Canada and the United States, what's happening coming from the top down in California, where we now will all be registered in a digital immunization registry, and then what's coming in from these individual counties, such as Orange County, where they are making the healthcare agency an unelected, unelected, non-governmental, private, like you said, public partnership, now a over $120 million permanent fixture in the county that will be dictating guidelines or policies and procedures that will dictate how and if when we work and our children go to school, if we're able to shop and travel.
This is how Agenda 2030 works. Right. And when we started covering this in the early 90s, when this was signed in 1992, we kept saying with the experts we were interviewing, this will be unelected bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats. We kept saying that. Right. Your city council, your county commissioner, be very careful because they're going to cede their authority to a committee of unelected bureaucrats, likely an NGO, a non-government organization, and they're going to empower that committee to make decisions that impact your life, but they have zero accountability when it comes to the people, because they've been put there by the city council and the county commissioners. Right. And many of those city and county commissioners, unfortunately, are cutting backroom deals and blah, 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 and whatever. And then they're putting the right people they want where they want them. And there's no accountability from the people. And that's what you're talking about. And so I have to wonder, as we watch the WHO, starting to roll out once again their international amendments for their international pandemic treaty. How do we know that the WHO, which we just heard from the first guest tonight, Stephen Mosier of the Population Research Institute, who speaks Chinese, writes Chinese, spent a year living in China, has been studying this for, you know, sounded like for close to 40 years or more, was saying that, look, the WHO is dominated by China. They're dominated by Bill Gates. These are people that don't have our best interest at heart. So when they declare a pandemic, if we end up with this international pandemic treaty through the WHO, that means they're in charge. That means this facility that's now being built for mental health, mental evaluation, testing, whatever else they're going to do, they're housing people there, evaluating people there. That's China. How well do you think that's going to fare for you or me and any of the rest of us that have been screaming about the CCP?
Right. I mean, there's nothing really to say about it. I mean, even just look at what happened with COVID. We're buying the COVID test. Look at TikTok. TikTok is owned by China. It's now an established, well-known public fact. China was, you know, taking all of our data, taking all of our AI, our biometrics. I mean, it's so funny that we pretend that the government puppets are actually against CCP when they're actually completely collaborating and handing us over on a silver platter to them. I mean, it's horrifying. And again, like I said, it seems silly and redundant to even have this discussion with you because it's so obvious. It's coming from your other guests, coming from every person and every website, every platform, every organization is reporting about this. It's just whether people, it's a very scary reality.
But I will say this, Nicole, because you said you were aware of the North American document, the NDA, the North American Declaration. You were aware of it?
No. DNA. It's DNA. The Declaration of North America. DNA is the abbreviation. I think that's very telling.
Yeah, DNA. Absolutely. They want our DNA and they want to genetically modify and everything else. But you said you were aware of that before you came on tonight, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is just breaking. This is just now making it out into the conservative, mainstream news. Gateway Pundit, since we've been on the air, Leo just texted me that Gateway Pundit, you know, just picked up his article. Well, he ran and wrote that article because I emailed him a link this morning to this because one of our listeners sent it to me. So one of our listeners sends it to me. I sent it to Leo. I say, hey, Leo, be ready to do radio at 1 o'clock today, Central. We got to talk about this. Leo's on. He gets off the air. He writes an article. I have him back on. And now Gateway Pundit, while we're on the air, has picked up his article. So now this is going to go everywhere, right? But you are one of the few people to know about it. You somehow knew about it before you came on this show. Okay. So when you say this is kind of redundant, I'm going to challenge you on that because you're one of the few lawyers in America that actually knows this is out. Now, tomorrow, everybody will be talking about this in the news cycle, but in talk radio land and conservative and, you know, pro-America groups will be talking about it. But you are one of the first people to actually know about it. So let me show you this screenshot. And I just used Control F. Okay. And I want to go through this. There are 11 times the word health is used. So health is one of the five. Okay. One of their five areas where they're going to take charge, the North American Union, the Declaration of North American Union, DNA. Yep. All right, health. Let's see the next one. All right. They have a whole section on health. Trilateral health cooperation will focus on launching an updated North American plan for animal and pandemic influenza to improve prevention, preparedness, agility, and to provide rapid response to health emergencies in North America. Now, that sounds like, again, cue the WHO, we just had a health emergency, and America, Mexico, and Canada are now on the same page for responding to the WHO mandates. And what do you say?
I mean, that's why I was saying just a couple of minutes ago, it's health, because how can you argue with health? Also, we already know they have bioweapons and biochemical weapons, and they're already have been waging chemical warfare and biological warfare on us for decades. So it's the easiest way. It is the most neutral and all-encompassing way for them to ease this in. I mean, equity is the other, I would say, second most repeated word in that announcement is equity. So these are just two very amorphous ideas or concepts that no one can really fight against. And we've just been terrorized for the last 3 years with a public health crisis. And so now they're going to use that. I mean, it's just like, it's again, very obvious, the outside observer, what they're doing and how obvious it is that they're you know, sinking their hooks into the plan, and that they will continue to torture us with upcoming pandemics that you and I discussed, right? 2025, 2020, the ones that they already have planned, that they're already running.
Which is already here in this document. This is in the document. They're preparing for this big influenza outbreak. I mean, how do they know that's going to happen? They're going to prepare for a broad range of health security threats that include influenza and beyond. As we emerge from the acute phase of the COVID-19 pandemic, we also recognize the resilient health systems, including a strong health workforce, are the foundation upon which effective pandemic preparedness and response will be built. Yeah, well, what about the health workforce of the nurses and the doctors who said, I didn't want to give my patients Remdesivir because of the consequences to their organs, but they were fired, like my friend Dr. John Witcher, who just announced he's running for governor of Mississippi. Then they go on to say, we will continue efforts to build stronger and more resilient health systems. What does that mean? Because again, we go back to some of these groups like the Tavistock Institute back in the 30s and 40s. They were calling all of these things health under the guise of health as well. But when it came down to it, it was about labeling anyone, for instance, they openly wrote about this, that did not agree with globalism as mentally ill. If you didn't agree with globalization and globalism, you would be deemed mentally ill. So when they use these terms like a resilient health system, what does that mean? And then they say to meet the broad range of health needs. That could mean whatever they want it to mean, right? Health, mental health, climate change. You know, now we've got to eliminate your gas stove. I mean, they can make up anything at this point.
And you know what? Even before what just happened with the pandemic, they were already digitizing medical records. I think I mentioned before, my dad's a doctor. He still works. He's in his 70s. He works. He's older. He has diabetes, but he was so adamant about serving his community and continue to servicing his patients. But he's been complaining for the last 25 years about, you know, insurance and the monopolization of medicine and how they've created, again, this whole digital system that really takes away individualized care. That's been, even if you don't believe in the World Economic Forum, even if you don't believe in Agenda 2021, 2030, whatever the new number is, you have to admit that all of this, we've been shunted, whether it's education or healthcare, into these, you know, common core standards, the most basic entry-level standards. All of us have been shunted into these programs that are just as a service to our children and our communities and to ourselves and to a detriment to our health. And you can already see that they were trying to always spin it as like convenience. We want to make it more convenient for you to make an appointment, more convenient for you to access your medical records, more convenient for you to be tapped by the pharmaceutical industry and get access to your prescriptions. And it's always under the guise of convenience. So they make our lives very complicated. They make our lives very stressful and overwhelming. And then, you know, they'll create the solution, cause the problem, create the solution. And so they've digitized medicine. We've digitized everything that's core and central to what it is to be a healthy, independent, and free person. Again, health and education, digitized it, provide government platforms for your health and safety to make it more convenient for you. And all we've done is just given over our autonomy and our privacy to the government. So of course this is going to happen. Of course they already have the foundation for this. And now they're going to monopolize it and say, now this is to not only to protect you, make it more convenient for you, but actually for the protection of everybody moving forward. We must have constant input from you. You know, I've heard also about wearing like those digital, you know, those Aura watches and those Aura, the rings and all that stuff. So they're constantly tracking your biometrics so we can even prevent, you know, a heart attack or a stroke from coming. And that's just your data that they'll just be constantly monitoring and tracking your behaviors, who you're with, where, and for what long.
Yeah, that's all a guise so they can know, like you said, that's a guise so they can know who you're with. Because we've already seen some of the patents where they actually talk about your social credit score going down because you're in the wrong room. So if you get Brandon House and Nicole and two or three other people in the room together, everybody's social credit score is going to the basement because nothing good could be coming from the fact that those three or four people are together, right? So we already see the patents where they want to, you know, give you a negative score for going to church. We've seen the patents for that, actually. So in closing, I want to promote your website, factslawtruthjustice.com, factslawtruthjustice.com, factslawtruthjustice.com. And Nicole, I want you to come back with any other new updates you have. Have you been able to find out if they're building this other places in other states other than in just Orange County?
I have not. We've been a little bit underwater, but I have put out my feelers, but I haven't heard anything back concrete. Nothing that we have like this. There are a lot of rumors, and I think I might have mentioned to you earlier that during the pandemic, there were FEMA camps throughout California that were already started. We saw military personnel guarding barbed wire, fenced off, very remote areas throughout California. And we believe them to be FEMA camps. But I would never say that because I haven't seen, like I've always said to you, everything that I ever tell you about, I've seen with my own eyes and I've cross-checked, referenced and checked. So I would never report that to you. We've heard rumorings, but I haven't seen a contract yet. So I'm like, get me the contract, get me the plans, get me the grant. And I haven't seen that yet. And I just unfortunately haven't had the time to dig deep
if
myself.
If you find it, let me know. Under the guise of health, by the way, remember, they're already saying that some of these folks coming up from Latin America, South America, crossing to our border are fleeing the consequences of climate change. So again, they could declare a health emergency and say, for the health of those folks that live there that are trying to get up here to America, we have to allow this because there's a health crisis due to climate change, and then we have no border. So again, and then we have pandemonium, we have chaos, and as you said, then they create the chaos, and then they step in and offer up the solution, which is we lose our liberties and freedoms all the way around.
Always the end game.
Facts, law, yeah, always the end game. Factslawtruthjustice.com, factslawtruthjustice.com. As always, Nicole, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Check out our website, folks. factslawtruthjustice.com, factslawtruthjustice.com.